Hour on the Watt Weekly.
Hey everybody out there, this is Ben from the Watt Weekly podcast. You can check us out at thewatt.com, thewatt.com, or subscribe to our podcast feed at thewatt.com/podcast.rss. We discuss energy-related topics, and today I'm going to tell you about the debate over wind power. Wind power is the fastest growing source of energy in the world. Britain has pledged to generate 10% of all of its energy through wind power by 2010. Some cities in Germany are at 30% wind power, and the Canadian Wind Energy Association is targeting 5% of total energy generation by 2010. The cost of wind power is more than the cost of coal power plant, but it has decreased by 80% since the 1980s. Wind is created by heat from the sun. The sun heats a land mass, and the heat from the land is absorbed by the surrounding air. When the air reaches a certain temperature, it begins to rise upwards, and this creates a low pressure area at ground level and a higher pressure area above the land. As the air moves from the high pressure zone to the low pressure zone, the air movement creates wind and can spin a turbine which generates electricity. The power produced from a wind turbine increases with wind speed up to a certain point. Sometimes, if the wind is too strong, it can damage the wind turbine, and so the turbine has to be shut off under those conditions. Wind power advocates say that wind is a good source of energy because it is renewable, it has less CO2 emissions than fossil fuel-based energy, and therefore it tackles climate change and it has a low environmental impact compared to other sources of energy. The counter-argument is that wind power damages local wildlife such as bird populations, it can be unreliable since wind doesn't always blow at the right times, and it destroys the landscape. Although each argument is correct, it is important to diversify the energy production methods, and we need to start using more renewable resources instead of depending on non-renewable resources. The major drawback is that wind is not always available at the times when energy is required. Wind developers do their homework, though, and sometimes spend years collecting wind speed data to ensure that the wind is strong enough at the right times of the day. There are also ways of storing energy produced by wind turbines if it's not required. These methods could be using energy that is not needed to pump water up a hill, and then when energy is required, but the wind isn't blowing, the water could be released to flow through a water turbine system. Another energy storage mechanism is to produce hydrogen from the energy that is not required. Wind power should be developed to its full potential. Just what that full potential may be, however, is hard to determine. For more information, tune in to our podcast, The Watt Weekly, by going to thewatt.com or subscribing to our podcast feed, thewatt.com/podcast.rss. Thanks for listening.